Washington State has the highest minimum wage in the nation. But is it still too low? State lawmakers are debating that question next week. Political consultants Sandeep Kaushik and Chris Vance spoke with KUOW's Bill Radke about that.
Right now, a $12 minimum wage has passed the state house. It goes to the state Senate now. Meanwhile, one of the big money supporters of Seattle's minimum wage movement, Nick Hanauer, says he might go way above that and put a $16 minimum wage on the statewide ballot to the voters. Why would he do that?
It's a threat. It is a threat to the Republicans in the legislature saying, you better get off your butts and pass an increase in the minimum wage. And let's be clear about this. It is not an empty threat. Nick Hanauer has demonstrated that he's willing to put his money where his mouth is. I think it is very likely that we will see a minimum wage measure on the ballot next year because I don't think the Republicans are going to act. And look, I don't think it's going to be $16. I think that's too high. But
it's only a threat if we think that $16 would pass statewide.
Well, I think it'll be more than 12. And this is just speculation on my part, but I think Nick will look at adding some other stuff onto it, stuff like paid sick leave that we know is very, very popular. So, I think Chris and his Republican and business allies should be quaking in their boots right now. And I think I see Chris sort of shivering over there.
Yeah, I'm shivering for the future of democracy. Two things. People need to remember, we already have in this state the sort of progressive minimum wage law that Democrats and liberals have always asked for. In 1998, the voters passed an initiative 688, which raised our minimum wage. We have the highest minimum wage in the nation. And it's indexed to inflation, so it goes up annually. That's what liberals have always said they wanted. This is just pure mindless left-wing populism. It's not about policy or affecting the economy or what's good for people. It's just a hammer out there. And Nick Hanauer is becoming the left-wing version of Tim Iman. This is supposed to be a representative democracy where we elect people to make decisions, not a democracy where any multimillionaire can buy public policy.
Sandeep, is it irresponsible? Is it a threat to, as Chris said, the future of democracy that $16 an hour could even go to the statewide voter ballot?
Absolutely not. Pretty much everything Chris said was wrong from top to bottom. But look, our Congress is broken. Our legislature and legislatures across the country are broken. There are many, many issues where the public is far ahead of where their elected leaders are. I think the minimum wage is another issue where there is strong public support across the ideological spectrum, including probably most Republicans support an increase in the minimum wage. So for Chris to sort of say this is some kind of irresponsible, progressive, Shangri-La populist idea is just way off base.
Well, there's no doubt that the federal minimum wage is too low. But here in Washington State, again, we have the highest minimum wage in the nation, and it's indexed to inflation. But if people believe that it's too low, people should sit down and negotiate this rationally. Republicans and Democrats, business and labor together. That's how our system is supposed to work. And instead, once again, we're just going to throw an initiative on the ballot that's more intended for politics than anything else. Yes, I fault both parties for not working together and negotiating, but one of the reasons nobody does anymore is because they immediately go to the threat of an initiative or litigation or executive orders, and we are losing the ability to sit down and reason together.
I would love it if we could have a responsible conversation in the legislature and see them take action on the minimum wage. But the problem here right now is we have a right-wing Republican legislature that controls the Senate. They don't want to have a conversation about the minimum wage at all. They could stave off this initiative right now by passing some increase in the minimum wage. It wouldn't have to even be $12, and I think they could take the wind out of the sails. The problem is Republican legislators are not even where their own voters are on this. They are so locked up in shutting this down that they're going to end up facing something that, from their perspective, is going to be a lot worse next year.
Final question then. The odds that Nick Hanauer will actually put his money behind a $16 an hour statewide initiative and that it will get on the ballot.
If the legislature does not act, I think it is very, very likely we will see a minimum wage initiative on the ballot next year.
There's nothing in Mr. Hanauer's behavior that indicates otherwise. One thing I would predict, though, is he's going to have a rude shock if he does, because this will not be as easy as other initiatives have been. Take a look back at the money the business community spent on when people tried to raise taxes on bottled water and soda pop and on the liquor initiatives. Mr. Hanauer is probably pretty wealthy, but the corporate community out there can put a lot of money in, a lot of money if they need to.
And I think he'd say, bring it on.
Democratic public affairs consultant Sandeep Kaushik with Soundview Strategies. Chris Vance, former state Republican Party chair, now also public affairs consultant. Thanks to both of you for this.
Great. It's fun to be on.
You bet.
And Bill Radke speaking with the two of them. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.